Gage Gift.
Tate Wiesner.
Leighton Bethards.
Joe Bachoven.
Kellen Scholl.
Jack Howard.
Caleb Stewart.
Quentin Coser.
And we are here with the 8 seniors of the Pella baseball team. Their season starting next week, in fact, coming up May 15th. First of all, gentlemen, good to see you. Obviously, you've been working hard while everyone else has been toiling away in the spring. Tate, there were some pretty big shoes to fill. You had some guys who are two-way players, some of the best pitchers in the program, and there are some guys I'm sure you're willing to step up. What's it been like as a senior class working to maybe fill some of those gaps yourself, but also getting some of these younger players up to speed?
For sure. The last year's seniors were really good leaders, and we kind of just look up to them, see what they did, and try to recreate that the best we can for the younger guys. And we have a lot of younger guys that are showing some talent early, and they're going to be stepping up into those roles as well as we will be, and we're really excited for it.
Well, and obviously, you know, off-season work is a big part of baseball, right, from year to year. For this next group, we'll go to you two here. What's it like to see your progress already here early in the season, and how do you hope to kind of showcase that on the field?
Well, we hope to start off the season strong. We're going to come out swinging. We really want to just put it to PCM and get to work.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys this offseason putting a lot of work, and we're really excited to see what we can do starting next week.
Well, not to pick on you, Mr. Scholl, but obviously you're wearing some different colors last year. Your older brothers, of course, older brother played here a few years back as well. What's it been like wearing the green and white now, and how have you been welcomed by these guys?
I've been welcomed pretty well. I think it's good to be back in the green and white colors, obviously. I enjoyed my time at PC, but coming back and playing with all my senior friends from my last year will be really fun.
Well, and in terms of thinking about expectations, you guys were at the state tournament last year, right? And it's as you learned last year, it's a hard process to get there. For you guys here on the end, what are some of the things either you've been doing as an individual or you think you need to do as a team here early in the season to get some momentum and to keep those goals high?
Yeah, obviously we need to build up our team chemistry from just being seniors and sophomores pretty much on the team, but we've been together since January. So we already have that team chemistry and we're looking to use it throughout the whole season.
Sure. Just like Jack said, the team chemistry is going to be good. We have a lot of guys that are returning from last year with the sophomores still playing. We need to keep the team chemistry, obviously, and we also need to keep the energy high.
Keeping energy high, getting the bats going is just something we really need to help work on this year. And because we sometimes like falter, but if we stay hot, we'll keep going the rest of the season.
Well, and what's so unique about this senior class is so many of you already have a lot of varsity experience. You've played a lot, so you're coming into the year experienced. That being said, what are some of your goals then, either individually or as a team, do you think, knowing that you do have a lot of experience in this class?
Hopefully make it back to Iowa City.
Yeah, I'd say the same as Gage. We know where our talent can be, and we're ready to show that to everyone else.
Same as what they're saying. We want to either make it back to state, if not, do better and win the championship.
Yeah, like what he said, we know our goals and we want to get back to state and hopefully win the championship.
So we'll change the question up then. What's it going to take? What those four said, what's it in your mind going to take? What are the things you have to do well as a team this year?
I think we have to do all the small things right with hitting and fielding, obviously, first before the good things that come.
Yeah. I think we got to be fundamentally sound in the basic things like pitching, fielding, and hitting, and that'll take us a long way.
I agree with the same thing. I think there's a lot of some big pitching roles that need to be filled.
I think just keeping everyone motivated and everyone like spirits high just will help us go a long way.
Well, and we'll reverse the order for another couple questions about what's coming up in the immediate term. You've got some games coming up next week. I know our first broadcast is a pretty big one. Knoxville, obviously, they've got a great number one pitcher in Bo Leisure and a lot of talent coming back. Why don't we start asking about the Panthers and some of these teams you have early in the season. How do you think this group of non-conference games the first couple weeks are going to get you ready for conference?
I think it's going to get us to see like who is ready and who just needs a little bit more time to be like we're in the right mindset or right in the right place to do well.
We're looking to get hot in these first games. Roll over some Panthers.
There you go.
We obviously want to start the week 4-0, especially against Knoxville in the last game to get us going in the conference play.
I think these early games will be a great way for it to get our energies high and to get the season rolling.
Well, and then for the four of you, on this note, obviously preseason sets you up for conference, and the conference is always good. What are your goals in the Little Hawkeye this year, and how do you think the schedule, especially last year going on that run, it seemed like it got you ready for the tournament run?
Yeah, so we have a really good conference to play in, and we hope to compete for the one or two spot in the conference.
I think we just need to work hard and see if we can get how many wins we can get. I think we can do really good in this conference.
We're here to win, so honestly, I think our team goal should be to win.
Awesome. A Little Hawkeye is really good, a lot of talent, and we just got to be consistent throughout the season.
Very good. We'll keep it at that. The seniors of the Pella baseball team, all eight of them joining us here. Looking forward to our first broadcast coming up Thursday, May the 18th. Gentlemen, appreciate your time, and we'll see you out there this summer. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.